Dating after being widowed is not easy. Hopefully after watching this video, you'll have some ways presented to you to make it just a little bit easier.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking about how to date as a widow, how to get back into the dating game. And before we dive into all of our suggestions and our processes and ways to hopefully help you out, I do want to suggest that you check out our free online dating app quiz, because this will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's a great jumping off point, especially if you haven't used online dating apps in a while. This can really point you in the right direction based off of your personality. So it's quick, fun, easy, and completely free, and the link to our quiz is going to be found above me and in the description down below. I can also suggest for you our deals page to save yourself some money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps, because why spend more money if you don't have to? So the link to our deals page is going to be above me and found in the description down below, because we here on Leave Your Love are always getting all sorts of deals for different dating sites and dating apps. So go ahead and possibly save yourself some money on that. All right, so you are a widow and you're looking to date again. This is a tricky subject and I'm very sorry for your loss. However, you deserve to be happy, and if you feel like it's time for you to return to the dating game, then you are definitely ready and you should dive into it, and hopefully you will feel highly equipped to do so. And I hope that this video can sort of help you get to that point. When you're dating as a widow, this can come with a lot of confusion, possibly guilt. It can come with a sense of newness, a sense of maybe even being scared because it's different. Maybe it's different than the last time you dated. Maybe you have never really dated in the first place. There's all sorts of new feelings and possibly intense feelings that will come with this time. So let's go over how to hopefully mediate this and to help you put your best foot forward when it comes to dating as a widow. So the first suggestion that we have for you is to take time. So if you are grieving a loss, if you are adjusting to life alone, it's really important to take the time to grieve, to spend time alone, to accept your new reality. Take the time to try to, as fully as possible, move on as much as you can, and to just take the time to accept how things have gone and really just grieve as long as you need to grieve. The thing is, there's no set timeline. You might think to yourself, oh, maybe I've been a widow for X amount of months or years and now I should be moved on. It doesn't matter what anyone else's timeline is. It doesn't matter what books say or your friends say. If you're not ready to move on yet, then that's fine. Take as much time as you need. There's no reason to jump back into the dating game if you're not truly ready. So please take the time to grieve, to figure out your new life, to do all the things that you feel you need to do before you're ready to truly move on. The next thing you want to do in this journey is to really accept things. You want to go through a period of acceptance. So it's one thing to be grieving, it's one thing to understand what has happened, but it's another to truly accept it. If you're holding on to the past, if you don't necessarily accept things, if you think that things will be the same as they used to be, then you'll probably end up with some level of disappointment or possibly more sadness because you're not accepting life as it is right now. It can be hard to accept your new reality, but it is important for you to truly move on and to be able to successfully date anybody new. If you're finding this video helpful so far, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel so that hopefully we can help you out with more videos that can, you know, really help you move forward in your dating journey. But the next thing we want to bring up is for you to understand that things will be different. So this kind of goes along with acceptance, but not only do you have to accept what is, but you have to really understand that things are and will be different. So maybe you dated, many years ago, maybe you were dating a year ago, but no matter, you know, what the length of time has been since you were last in the dating game, things have inevitably changed. So things will be different. Not only is the dating game going to be different, but the people you are dating are going to be different than the last person you were with, right? The person you will date next is going to be a whole different person with different beliefs, a different lifestyle, a different life that they have lived, different history, different likes, dislikes, different personal beliefs. So everything about them is going to be different than the last person who you were with. And the relationship that you will have with them will be different as well. So you cannot be looking for the same exact thing with somebody new because that will not exist. What you had with the person who you are widowed from is special and that is unique to you and them, and the thing that you will have with the next person you date will be special and unique with you and them. So you have to understand that things will be different. The next thing we want to remind you to do is to take things slow. There's no reason to rush into things. There's no reason to go diving headfirst into a new relationship. It might be, you know, a time in your life where you're feeling lonely and you're ready for a new relationship and you want companionship again, and so you might take things a little too fast. If you take things too fast, you might possibly be setting yourself up for failure, because you might be looking past maybe some red flags. You might be overlooking some things that really show how incompatible you and a new person are. Maybe you'll even accept some form of disrespect or possibly abuse because you are just taking things too fast, just trying to get the companionship again. It can be very difficult to move forward after having companionship for so long and then you're finding yourself alone all of a sudden, but you shouldn't let that push you into someone's arms who might be wrong for you. When you are ready to move on and start dating again, you'll probably be using dating apps or dating websites, and a lot of these will cost you some money. So we just want to recommend, if you are interested in dating apps, to check out our deals page, because we could possibly save you some money, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. So if you'd like to possibly save yourself some money on some dating apps and dating sites, make sure to check out our deals page. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. The next thing we want you to remember when you are a widow going back into the dating scene is to communicate your needs and wants. So you don't want to just accept anything when you are dating again. You have the right to have wants and needs in relationships. And if someone's not meeting them, then, you know, you have the right to walk away. But you should be communicating clearly what it is that you are looking for, what it is that you are needing. If you are in a new relationship and you're with someone who is not, you know, maybe talking enough to you, or maybe things are moving too quickly, or whatever, you know, the thing is that you are unhappy with, or maybe you are happy with, whatever it is, you should be communicating this to your partner. They are not a mind reader, you know, and maybe you are used to someone really understanding you deeply if you have been widowed and maybe you were with someone for a very long time, but this new person doesn't necessarily know what exactly you need and won't know until you clearly communicate that. So make sure you're taking the time to clearly communicate everything that you are looking for in a relationship, and do not be afraid to ask for it. The next thing we want you to remember is to not be a consolation prize. So what might happen sometimes in relationships with people who are widowed is one person might feel like they are just sort of a replacement or not as good as the person who has passed on, right? The past relationship. They might feel maybe they're being compared to too much. Maybe they feel less than the previous relationship. Maybe they feel like they can't be measured up to that. And you don't want to be in that position. You don't have to be in that position. If you're with a partner and they have been widowed, then of course you should respect their past relationship, and their history is their history. And of course, I'm sure they have lots of love for the person who has moved on. However, that does not mean that you shouldn't be treated well as the new relationship. If you are in a relationship, there should be love, there should be care, there should be respect. And if you're constantly being talked down to, if you're constantly being compared to, if you feel like you are not actually, you know, being loved as you, but rather you are a stand-in for someone's previous partner, that's not a good place to be, and that it's not actually love, that's not care. You deserve to be treated with respect and love, and loved as you are and not as who they might want you to be. The next tip we have for widowers who are dating is to tread lightly when it comes to children. So it can be very difficult when it comes to children of relationships where one person has been widowed or both have been widowed. So maybe you are coming into a relationship with a new person and they have children, and the children are mourning their, you know, parent who has passed on, or maybe they are still upset about it, or, you know, maybe they are past it, maybe they're done their mourning period, but still they are used to a certain figure being one of their parents, and now you might be coming in. They might feel all sorts of emotions about maybe feeling like you might be replacing that previous parent. Maybe they might feel like you are stepping on too many toes. It's an adjustment period for children to be used to a new relationship that one of their parents is in, especially when one of their parents has moved on. So of course you want to move lightly with this. And if you have children and you are introducing a new partner to your life where you have been widowed, it can be difficult for them to see someone else in that role that their previous parent used to fill. It can be difficult for them to see someone else fill that role for you, where they're used to their passed on parent used to fill that role with you, you know, that previous love of yours. So it can be difficult no matter the situation for children. So it's definitely something you want to handle with care and to tread lightly. So it's not good to expect children to just accept a new love interest in your life right away if they are children of a parent who has passed on. You know, you don't want to force them to like your new partner. You don't want to force them into seeing them in a parent role before they have necessarily earned it. You do want to take their emotions into consideration, and hopefully over time they will come to accept and also love the partner who you accepted love. Question of the day. What are some of the best pieces of wisdom and pieces of advice that have helped you along this journey as a widow who is dating again? Leave all of your anecdotes, stories, suggestions, advice, everything down below in the comment section down below. We'd love to hear from you, and I'm sure that other people would like to hear from you as well who are in the same situation. The next thing we want to remind you of when you are dating as a widow is to deal with and handle guilt. So guilt is a natural occurrence that will happen when you are dating as someone who is widowed, but you should try to not let it consume you. You shouldn't feel guilty for moving on in life and finding somebody new. Of course, you probably loved the person who has passed on in your life and you had a special connection and maybe you were in love and you spent, you know, your lifetime together or whatever the details are. You had love and it might make you feel guilty to find love again. But I want to try to remind you that you cannot feel guilty forever. You have to live a happy life. You have to live a fulfilling life, and it does not do to be guilty and sad forever. I mean, you deserve happiness, and I'm sure that the person who you used to be with would want you to be happy. So it's something that you do have to overcome, the feelings of guilt. You should not be feeling guilty forever. You shouldn't be feeling guilty for being happy. You know, if you have gone through a time of grief, if you have gone through a time of mourning and you are coming at the end of it and you're ready for love again, then you deserve love again. You deserve to be happy. You are not replacing someone. You are not saying anyone's better than anyone. You are not being disrespectful to anyone who has passed on. Absolutely not. You're just a person who's moving on in life and trying to enjoy your life and have a happy life and be loved and cared for, and you deserve that. The great thing about love is there's plenty of it to go around. You can still love the person who has passed on and love somebody new. Doesn't mean they have to be in the same way or the same level, but they can be. We have plenty to love to give. Like and subscribe if you haven't already and if you're finding this video helpful. And the next tip that we have for you is to get back into things. So we already said earlier that you should take as much time as you need, not to rush things, but you shouldn't be, you know, avoiding dating forever after being widowed. It's obviously a very difficult thing and it comes with intense emotions. It comes with new territory. It could be a bit scary. However, you will never find love again if you don't put yourself out there. You have to get back into the dating game eventually. If you feel like it's time, if you've moved on, if you have grieved, if you're feeling ready to find love again and to get back into the dating game, then you should get into it. You should just get started. I mean, the longer you put it off, the longer it's going to take for you to find somebody. The next thing we want you to remember is that you might get things wrong, and that's okay. So this is a whole new area of your life. You're treading uncharted waters, right? You're dating in a new time of your life. Maybe it's been a long time since you've dated. Maybe it's a very sensitive thing, right? It's not easy to get back into the dating game after being widowed. So you might have some unexpected strong emotions come up. You might not realize that things are very different than your past relationship. It's just a whole new learning curve and learning process. And it's very likely that you will get things wrong, but that is okay. Don't give up. Don't feel guilty. Don't, you know, run away from things. It's okay to get things wrong. That will happen in any relationship, but especially when you're in a unique situation like this. So it's okay if things don't go perfectly all the time. And the last thing we want you to remember is that you deserve to be happy. I'm so sorry for your loss, and I really appreciate the struggle that you're going through now. It is not easy, but you deserve to be happy. You deserve to find love if that's what you're looking for. You have plenty of love to give. You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be respected. You deserve to have a happy life. You deserve to be happy. But that's going to wrap up this video. I hope that you found it helpful. If you'd like to be pointed in the right direction of what dating app or dating site you should be using that could actually be the best for you, don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. It's completely free, and that can point you in the right direction for which dating app you should be using. Also, if you'd like to save some money on dating sites, don't forget to check out our deals page. That's also going to be linked above me and in the description down below, and you can save some money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. Now that you're just about done with this video, if you'd like some more tips and tricks, don't forget to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some of the best advice and pieces of wisdom that you have heard that have helped you on this journey as dating as a widow? Leave your comments, suggestions, anecdotes, stories, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you liked it. If you did like it, please leave a like and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye.